With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show, first show of the new year. You could call us with your questions at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or give them a call at 630-928-0510. TandemHR.com, your source for so much valuable and insightful information, and a team of professionals. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. This week, we'll be joined by guests J.J. Montanaro, Jacob Meister, Wayne Breitbarth, and Henry Goodelman. And I'll be sharing some tips on budgeting for the new year. We've got a ton of information for you. You can download podcasts from last year's shows at shalomklein.com. But first up on the program, a real treat. We have J.J. Montanaro, who is a financial planner with USAA. And our listeners probably know this instinctively, but perhaps to confirm it a little bit better, JJ, you believe that 25% of all New Year's resolutions are already broken by the second week of January. Tell us a little bit more about those New Year's statistics and those New Year's resolutions.
Well, Shalom, that's nothing that I can vouch for personally. Let me just say that up front. All my resolutions make it till at least the end of January.
That's good. I hope your family would agree.
Well, they're not here, so you'll just have to take my word for it. Well, but yeah, no, that's really with all good intentions, whether it's having to lose weight or getting physical shape, or in our case, we looked at making headway on your personal finances. A lot of those resolutions melt with the snow, and as you said, a lot sooner than that sometimes.
And the beginning of January is a time for a fresh start. I just came from yet another holiday party, and again, putting the nutrition and the dieting aside for a moment, everybody was talking about their New Year's resolutions, and the comments made just literally minutes ago at this family event was, well, New Year's resolutions really start on the first day of the work week. So we're now going into several days into January, and I think people aren't taking their commitments as seriously as they should. So tell us a little bit about some of the tips that you can provide about how to save money, how to refinance, how to find those ways to, as some of our guests on the show have referred to in the past, as cutting those wealth leaks.
Right. Well, Shalom, we did a USA Bank did a survey last month to get a sense of how people were doing, what they were doing, and how they felt about savings. And on the positive side, there was more than 70% had said sometime during 2015, sometime during last year, they had reviewed their finances in an effort to look for ways to save money. And so that's the good news story, and we're sitting here at a point in time of year where people are doing just that, as we've just talked about. But the bad news is that 50-plus percent couldn't find a way to save regularly. So I think the key is to find a strategy, ways that you can save now in the first 2 weeks of January, but also be saving in March, in July, and so on and through the year. So I think looking for sustainable ways to save is an important component of getting it right when it comes to New Year's resolutions.
Absolutely. We're talking with J.J. Montanaro, a certified financial planner with USA Bank. J.J., you have over two decades of experience as a financial planner. And you mentioned something fascinating earlier, that there is a divide between people. I'm curious, is there a difference between men and women when it comes to saving?
Well, one of the I thought surprising aspects of the survey was that 32% of men reported that they were able to save regularly. And there was about a 10% gap there were fewer women that that said the same thing. So I think that's almost counterintuitive, but, you know, based on my own experience, and maybe it's just how things go at the Montanaro house. But there were fewer women that were reporting that they could save than men. So I don't know about you, Shalom, but that was a surprise to me.
And that is a surprise, and it's really fascinating. And hopefully we'll have more time in future segments to continue that discussion. Maybe check in throughout the year on that subject as well. But there's also, I think, a little bit of a difference that I've noticed when it comes to how people react when they end up with an unexpected emergency, an unexpected expense, when they end up in a money pinch. What do most people do, JJ? Do they borrow, or how do people figure that situation out?
Well, the majority of people, and I think this is, again, another good news aspect to the survey, a majority of people were tapping their savings. So they're tapping money that they've set aside. And I think that's a good thing, and certainly a reason to save. If you can build a cash cushion that when something comes up that's unexpected, you've got a go-to place where you can get that money, and you don't have to borrow it or you don't have to sell something. That's a good thing, and that's why, as financial planners, we always encourage the folks that we work with to really focus on building up an emergency fund. There was 25, or roughly 25% of the folks in this particular survey we're talking about that were forced to sell items if they came up with a shortfall, and we've just made it through the holidays. There was another 35%. That had to borrow money, whether that was using credit cards or borrowing money from friends or family. So I think if you've built a place to go when you're confronted with those sorts of expenses, then you're going to be in a lot better position than if you do have to borrow, whether it's from friends or family or using a credit card. I think having the money on your own, and that's what we're really encouraging people to do, is save. And the first place you save is you know, something as simple as a savings account, but it can provide some real relief if something goes awry.
JJ, interest rates have been in the news a great deal, and interest rates, even though there have been changes, we're still hovering at near record lows. So switching gears for a second from the reactive, from the moments that that people have to scramble and tap into their savings, what about being proactive and trying to think about refinancing? Is this a good time of year to have that discussion in households around the country?
Yeah, I think so we did see the Fed raising interest rates in a very small way. And so for those savers, hopefully that will eventually turn into earning something more than nothing on their savings account. And so I before we get into the refinance, I would say one of the things about savings, and it can be a little disheartening to have your money in a savings account or a money market account and not be earning a lot of money, but the point of that is to have the money when you need it. And so there's certainly a place, whether there's big interest earnings or not, for money in savings. But I think you hit another important point, and that's that the specter may be, or the, you know, the sun may be setting on the low interest rate environment that we've had for a number of years now, and so that makes right now an ideal time to look at perhaps refinancing a mortgage, refinancing a car. And when we talk about sustainable ways to save on a regular basis, those are opportunities that you're going to have with you for the rest of the year in terms of being able to save on less money paid on your mortgage or less money paid on your car.
Sure. So once again, while spending less and saving more may not have topped dieting resolutions, it certainly was the top resolution made by people yet again as they entered into the new year. Now in 2016, listen, I wish everybody the best of luck at trying to keep all of their resolutions, but really fascinating information. JJ Montanaro sharing with us that by the second week of January, 25% of all New Year's resolutions have already been broken. And thank you, JJ, for all those helpful tips and advice. And I really would love to check in with you over the coming months and perhaps learn a little bit more of tips and advice for our listeners. So, JJ, in the meantime, how can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to learn more and hear more about the great work at USAA?
Yeah, visit USAA.com. And if they've got questions they'd like to ask specifically, they can go to USAA.com/askUSAA.
Fantastic. JJ Montanaro, certified financial planner with USAA. We appreciate your time, and we'll be sure to check back in with you real soon. Happy New Year to you and your family, and good luck with those resolutions.
Happy New Year. Take care, Sean.
All right, thanks. Get down to business. It was also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can check them out at everettwealthsolutions.com or give them a call at the easiest phone number to remember. It's 708-771-7777. That phone number again is 708-771-7777. And as you head into the new year, give our friends at Tandem HR a call. They're at 630-928-0510 or visit their website, tandemhr.com. After the break, I've got some more tips for you on LinkedIn. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to be chatting with Wayne Breitbarth about some LinkedIn resolutions for the new year. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos with a look at the roadway. Southbound Tri-State at Half Day Road, still closed from an earlier crash. Traffic's getting forced off at the exit ramp and pushed back on using the entrance ramp. You can take 41 as an alternate to avoid it. Stevenson heading outbound, heavy between Kedzie and just before Cicero. There's a crash on the right-hand shoulder. Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State is 30 minutes. To 355 is 40 minutes. Eisenhower heading inbound, slowing down between Des Plaines and Austin. Also a little slow between Racine and the Burn Circle Interchange. Thorndale to the post office is 31 minutes. From Mannheim takes about 18. Kennedy heading inbound. From the junction to the circle, it's slow. O'Hare to downtown is 27. From the junction is 17. Tonight, 24 and cloudy. Tomorrow, 31 and cloudy. Currently, 31 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Dan Prof.
And I'm Amy Jacobson.
And it's that time of the year again. The weather here in Chicago is getting cold, but the sun is shining in Los Cabos, Mexico.
And that's where we'll be heading in April for a week of luxury and fun at the Secrets Puerto Los Cabos Golf and Spa Resort. Our last trip sold out, so don't wait to book with Apple Vacations and join us in Cabo. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword escape. That's 560theanswer.com. Keyword escape and escape to Cabo with us.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-577-6026. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-577-6026. That's 1-800-577-6026.
Everybody wants to head into 2016 and to kickstart their business, brand, and job search. But there's only one power formula for LinkedIn success. And here to share that with us is Wayne Breitbarth, who is the author of the best-selling LinkedIn book, The Power Formula for LinkedIn Success. Wayne, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Sean. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us. So let's get right into it. There's a reason that You have some great testimonials that, including from Jack Covert, who said that you've written a great how-to on one of the fastest-growing social media platforms. So tell us the highlights. Tell us the key tips that you think our listeners need to know about their LinkedIn profile heading into 2016.
Yeah, you know, the thing that most people need to know, the key is this, Shalom, is not just to have a profile and think that something's going to happen. You know, that's probably the number one mistake that people are making. And what I try to explain in the book, but also in a lot of my speaking and my teaching, is that, yes, you need a profile, but it's not just about a resume. Most profiles look like resumes. It's about understanding the power of that profile as your branding, your personal branding spot on the Internet. And getting that thing, I mean, I've looked at yours. Yours has some great information about who you are, what you do, the customers you serve. Those are the kind of strategies you want in your profile, but then also just keywords. Oh, my gosh, because it's a database.
That sure is.
And, you know, and once you get the profile right, then the key is who are you connecting to strategically?
Wayne, you've drafted a one-hour weekly playbook for results, a LinkedIn game plan of sorts, which involves inviting, following up, engaging, and sharing. So is 1 hour really enough for success on LinkedIn?
It is enough as long as you've got sort of your house in order. You know, once your profile, you can't get that in the hour a week sort of as a startup phase. And I got a chapter in my book that gives you that startup phase thing. But then once that's in place, 1 hour a week's fine as long as you have a program like that playbook. You know, you need a roadmap, and that playbook is a perfect roadmap to just that.
So LinkedIn has made so many changes, and there's a section, I'll just pick on one of them, which are interests. How do you feel that our listeners can use that interest section to their advantage?
That is one of the most underused little sections on LinkedIn, and here's how you use it. The interest section is a place where, yes, you load a few, let's say a half a dozen or eight or nine sort of personal professional interests like tennis or golf or skiing or hiking or reading, always including those in that list with a comma in between. And the reason that they need the comma is because one of the features of that section is you can click on the word hiking, for example, and it will then go right to an advanced search on LinkedIn and show you all the people in the world that have hiking listed on their profile. And then you can even click it off all the hikers in Chicago and take a look at those people. So what a cool way to find people. That's strategy number one in the interest section. The second strategy is this. When you're on somebody's profile, there's over to the right-hand side, it says in common with. And it's got both your picture and their picture and then these bubbles in between that show things that we have in common. And if you put things in your interest section that match with the person you're looking at their profile, like, for example, scuba diving. I had one guy I was talking to on the phone about doing a LinkedIn class down in Miami, and I scrolled over that in common with, and sure enough, the interest button circle was there. I scrolled over the top and it popped up scuba diving. So I knew scuba diving was something he and I should chat about in addition to his event and the LinkedIn thing that we were proposing. So it's like, where are the icebreakers? The interest section is one of those icebreaker sections that LinkedIn helps you with.
A lot of people talk to me all the time about networking, and networking is a very generic term, but I always express the importance of having a solid elevator pitch, a way that people can identify you and identify who you are really, really quickly. The same holds true for LinkedIn as well. I've emphasized to countless contacts how important that one-line headline actually is. What do you feel a good example of a headline would be, for example, for a plumber?
So you've got 120 characters there. So what you've got to do, Shalom, is you have to juggle the two strategies that relate to your entire profile, not just your headline, but everywhere, and that's keywords and stories. So a plumber would probably put up, he should have the word plumbing and plumber up there somehow, and he would probably, if he's been in business 30 years, he might say, you know, serving the Milwaukee's plumbing needs in the Milwaukee area for the past 30 years.
Oh, that gets so back to the keywords you were saying
right,
before.
Exactly. So he ends up with plumbing, which is a keyword, but also he ends up with the 30 years, which is part of his story that makes him different. And, yeah, I love the idea of the elevator pitch in that 120 characters, but you know where else you should put your elevator pitch in a more extended version is in your summary as well.
Fantastic. So let me jump to the sharing piece of your one-hour weekly playbook in your LinkedIn game plan for success, which, again, our listeners can find if they find your fantastic best-selling book on LinkedIn. This is made available to them. But there's a piece in the book about sharing. Is there the right amount of sharing? I sometimes get frustrated when people are just loading up a ton of information, and it just really, I just glaze over it. When I see their name and I see their updates, I'm thinking, TMI, too much over there, too much, let's move on. I prefer short snippets of information, but am I in the minority?
You know, the sharing thing has gone through some evolution in the last few years. Like several years ago, LinkedIn filled up your feed with every post from every person you were connected to. And so if one of your friends went in there and posted four things like this afternoon, you'd see all four right in a row, and that's when you would do just what you said. You'd say, oh, my gosh, that's okay. Four things in a row. Well, he happened to be on LinkedIn and liked and commented on four things in a row. Now what it does, it handles it more like Facebook, where not everything comes into your feed from every connection. It sort of ranks them based on things that you've read before. It ranks them based on likes and shares and comments. So it's not, that part is not as bad anymore. But what that causes us to do, if we're really going to get strategic on the sharing, is to actually share more stuff because not everybody gets to your audience. I think more important than the amount of sharing that we do, and most people undershare, is what are you sharing, right? What are you sharing? Are you sharing things of value to your targeted audience? That's really what you got to figure out is who's your target audience, and it's probably not your college friends, and say, listen, these are the kinds of things that I'm trying to get in front of the people that I'm really interested in, and the reason I'm on LinkedIn. So I follow a rule called the 631 rule, and that means for every 10, 631 equals 10, for every 10 status updates you post, six of them should be from resources and learning places that you learn about things in your industry and your brand and your space. Three of them should be from you and your company, but also of an interest and educational kind of perspective, not selling anything. And then that last one, you should tell people exactly what you sell, what you do, and if you need that stuff, you should let me know. So it's a balance of 90% of the time you're helping people, not even always with stuff that you did, but other resources that you enjoy and get helped by. But don't forget, you can promote once in a while, but you can't flip-flop that to 9 to 1 the other way, or people will just go, this guy's way selling too much. He's using it like advertising.
Sharing with us the 631 rule is Wayne Breitbarth, the author of The Power Formula for LinkedIn Success. And really, it is a power formula, and all of our listeners really should be taking advantage of that. And there's one way that you could be taking advantage, which is finding Wayne's book, which we'll share some information for. But final question as we very rapidly run out of time is, are there any tools that exist? I've heard that there's some automation techniques to actually schedule out some of those posts. Do you recommend them, Wayne?
I do. The one that I use is Hootsuite, HOOTSUITE.com. The other one that I hear really good things about is Buffer, BUFFER.com. So I do think when people want to get serious and they're going to follow that work plan, and in order to do it in the 1 hour, you really probably have to use one of these automation tools.
That's great. Wayne Breitbarth, the author of the fantastic Power Formula for LinkedIn Success. We appreciate your time on the show. We'll check back in with you throughout 2016 to hear more of ways that our listeners can take advantage of LinkedIn. But most importantly, how can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to talk about LinkedIn or certainly find your book?
Yeah, the best way is my website, which is powerformula.net, where you can get, number one, lots of free resources. I've got free videos there. I have a blog that has loaded with stuff. And then sign up for my free weekly tips, and you can also link to how to purchase my book. Once again, that's powerformula.net. Thanks for asking, Shalom.
Of course, powerformula.net. Wayne, we appreciate your time on the show. We'll check back in with you throughout 2016. Happy New Year to you, and good luck, as I said to our last guest. Good luck with those New Year's resolutions. After the break, we will be chatting with Jacob Meister, who's running for Cook County Clerk of Court. a fascinating race here in the Chicagoland area. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Get on my website, shalomklein.com. That's where you can download podcasts from every week on this show.
After the terrorist attack on Americans in San Bernardino, the president refused to say the words Muslim and terrorists in the same sentence. He calls them extremists, but refuses to call them Muslim extremists. So apparently he doesn't want to offend Muslims. But his refusal to call out the terrorists as Muslim extremists actually can and should offend moderate Muslims who don't want to kill us. Shouldn't the president make that distinction? What's his real problem? Keep listening to find out. AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. A magnitude 6.7 earthquake hits India's remote northeast region. No immediate word of any casualties or mass damage. Saudi Arabia severing diplomatic ties with Iran amid rising tensions over the execution of a prominent Saudi Shiite cleric, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, on Saturday.
Saudi Arabia is now giving Iranian officials 48 hours to get out of the country. Saudi Arabia says that it is determined not to let Iran undermine its security. This, of course, after protests turned violent in Tehran with rioters storming the Saudi embassy there.
Fox John Huddy in Jerusalem. Flooding easing off finally in parts of Illinois and Missouri around the Merrimack River.
The good news here is that the water is finally starting to recede. Of course, this disaster is not over. We've noticed that for the first time, the water is finally starting to head in the direction of the river instead of expanding out into neighborhoods.
Fox's Matt Finn. Fox News. We report. You decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. The southbound tri-state shut down at Half Day Road because of an earlier crash. Traffic's getting forced off at the Half Day exit, and you can re-enter using the Half Day entrance ramp. On the Edens heading inbound, heavy between Skokie and Lake Avenue because of a crash in the right-hand lane. Lake Cook to the junction is 21 minutes. Inbound Kennedy slowing down between Addison and California. O'Hare to downtown is 22 minutes. From the junction is 12. Outbound lanes heavy between Central and Foster. There's a crash on the right-hand shoulder. Downtown to the junction 10 to O'Hare 21. Express lanes are good. Eisenhower heading inbound. Thorndale to the post office 30 minutes. From Mannheim is 17. Tonight 24 and cloudy. Tomorrow 31 and cloudy. Currently 31. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
The angels from Visiting Angels are standing by to care for the loved ones in your life who need in-home care. If you have a family member or friend who needs assistance at home with hygiene, meals, light housework, errands, or companionship, I hope you'll consider Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. If you know someone who wants to remain independent, these are the people who can help. Rates are surprisingly affordable, and up to 24-hour in-home care is available. You can even select your caregiver before care begins. Franchise opportunities are also available. With more than 500 franchised locations nationwide, there's an office near you. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com. For senior home care from the real-life angels of Visiting Angels, call toll-free 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com.
Back on Get Down to Business. Anybody who has visited a Cook County courtroom in the past bunch of years knows how outdated the systems are and how treacherous and I just want to yank all my hair out when I walk into a courtroom, regardless of what you're there for. Believing that he can change the process and change the system and improve the systems, here in studio is Jacob Meister, who's running for Cook County Clerk of Court. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So, Jacob, first, let's start with your background. Why do you think you have the skills and the experience needed to do a better job than Dorothy Brown?
Well, I have been practicing in the Cook County courts as an attorney for the last 25 years. I've also practiced in courts all over the country, and I've seen court systems that do a great job and work very well and efficiently. And the Cook County courts are a broken mess that really need to be fixed up.
So first thing that you would do if you were elected into office?
The first thing I would do is start to implement a paperless system. We have to go paperless in the Cook County courts. Other courts have done it. It's not reinventing the wheel, but it needs to be done. Right now we've got a paper system with literally warehouses and warehouses full of files that are shuttled back and forth from court. The Cook County courts handle 1.5 million cases a year. We all depend on our court system operating. It doesn't.
Is there a specific system, specific court system that you would want to replicate?
Well, there's several of them out there. The federal system is a system called PACER. Actually there's more advanced systems out there, and, any one of them will do. Obviously, it's a bidding process that we would go through as required by law, and we would make sure that the system that we implement brings everybody who uses the court system under, one network. So private lawyers would be able to access from their desktops. The state's attorney needs to be able to access the records. The public defender needs to access records. The judges absolutely need to be able to see the files.
Like many races in Cook County, the action for this election won't be in November. It will be the primary.
Correct.
Which is really this year. It's just a few months away. It's right around the corner. It's a you have a three-way race. You have an incumbent. You have the individual slated by the Cook County Democratic Party, and then there's you. And you are running to try to shake things up and make an impact. So tell us about the dynamics of the race and why you think he could win.
Well, it's a very interesting race. The Cook County Democratic Party dumped the incumbent Dorothy Brown for reasons which are becoming very apparent in the press on a daily basis. There's been some indictments in her office. It's very clear that the federal investigation is not done yet, and there's much more to come. The office itself has been described as a den of patronage with dinosaur technology and ever-disappearing files. And I think that is a symptom of a very ethically broken office.
And it's a huge office. How many people are employed by the clerk?
There's about 1,850 employees. It's got a budget of $100 million. It's 17 court locations. It's a massive, it's the second largest court system in the country.
You read some of the books that are out there about Chicago politics and Chicago, the Chicago system, the Chicago machine. And in every single one of those books, it talks about how the Cook County clerk of courts office is a, as you said, a den of patronage. Is that something that you would completely get rid of if you were put into office?
Well, it's one of the reasons why the system is so broken. It's not serving its public purpose when you're just filling it with a lot of patronage employees who don't necessarily know what they're doing. I mean, it's a tragedy, actually, that the system has become so mired in patronage. And it's one of the reasons why the Democratic Party dumped Dorothy Brown and then got a very political insider to try to take her place. They're trying to protect the system as it is, because that's what the machine does. But I'm proud to say I'm the outsider. I'm the independent. I'm also the only one who's actually practiced in the court system. I'm a lawyer, a practicing lawyer, and that's what it needs. I got into the race at the urging of a lot of judges and attorneys who understand how this office impacts people. We probably have 100 people sitting over in Cook County Jail right now who were ordered released, who are still in the jail because paperwork's been lost, misplaced. We need to operate in an efficient manner the way the rest of the world has, is going to computers. We should be using technology ultimately to save the taxpayers a lot of money, too.
Well, Jacob Meister believes he could do a better job for Cook County in the race for Cook County Clerk of Court. Jacob, if our listeners want to get involved in your race, donate, volunteer, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the best place is to go to my website. It's jacobmeister.com, JACOBMEISTER.com. You can sign up to volunteer. You can get in touch with us on the phone. We would love to have listeners, get involved in the campaign. As I said, this is not the sexiest race, but perhaps it's one of the most important.
And it's going to be a crazy race. It's there's a lot of machine politics going on. So, Jacob, glad you're here with us. Glad you're taking a leap into this race. Once again, JacobMeister.com. He's also all over social media. Find out more about the race. Find out more about Jacob. After the break, we're going to be talking about recycling sustainability with Henry Gudelman of Rejuice, rejuice.org. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos with a look at the roadways. In Elmwood Park, Diversey's closed between 74th and Harlem because of a house fire. Tri-State Tollway heading southbound, solid between Town Line Road and Half Day Road. There was an earlier closure for an accident. Now they have the two right lanes blocked, but it's still a mess throughout that stretch. On the Edens, heading inbound, slowing down between Skokie and Lake Avenue because of an earlier crash. It's about 20 minutes from Lake Cook to the junction. Eisenhower inbound, Thorndale to the post office, 30 minutes from Mannheim is 17. The Stevenson heading outbound, slowing down between Pulaski and just before Cicero. Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State, 25 to 355 is 35 minutes. Tonight, 24 and cloudy. Tomorrow, 31 and cloudy. Currently 31 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Nubiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-974-7685. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Nubiotics away for free. 1-800-974-7685. That's 1-800-974-7685. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-974-7685.
There's a step that Google, GoDaddy, Blue Moon, YouTube, Walgreens, and so many other national organizations and agencies have done that I'm going to encourage our listeners to do as well. But here to join us and tell us a little bit about a fantastic environmental action and recycling initiative is Henry Gudelman of Rejuice. Henry, welcome to the program.
Sean, welcome. Hello. I'm happy to be here with you. How are you, Sean?
Fantastic. So, Henry, tell us how you got involved in this, in launching and founding an amazing 501c3 recycling nonprofit organization.
Well, you make it sound like an accomplishment, and it does feel like one, but certainly we're always looking forward to build more into the future. Whether you're in Chicago, whether you're in West Rogers Park, Skokie, no matter where in the Midwest, no matter where on the West Coast, no matter where here on the East Coast, in Brooklyn, in New York, in Yerushalayim, in Israel, throughout Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, we all use plastic bottles. And it occurred to me when I was learning yeshiva, I was learning Torah, connecting with Judaism, pursuing some project management experience, working for Asia Torah in Israel, and it occurred to me that recycling was not getting enough of a focus, and it was something easy to do, make a big impact with a specific achievable goal.
That's amazing. It's amazing. It's an important initiative, and you're right. It doesn't receive enough attention. So you are focused on bringing recycling initiatives into schools, synagogues, community centers, really anybody who's willing to take a leap and get involved. So explain to us what the program looks like.
That's a great point. It really is. If people want to get involved and they have the space to add a simple recycling bin and their city is going to take care of it or their private waste hall is going to take care of it, we have a great program called the Chosen Organizations Program. And Shalom, it's something that's a really good opportunity because it not only gives schools curriculum support to connect with students and excite families in the community, and not only gives shuls and synagogues and temples and everything across the board a great way to receive support and sponsorships for their community events, but also bring that eco-friendly, eco-consciousness, green in 2016 now, might I add, vibe and just overall developmental, progressive opportunities to really increase fundraising help and just across the board, all in the name of not only uniting as the Jewish people, doing something good for the world and tikkun olam. It's a very popular message, but just as simple as recycling. So Rejuice is at the front of that. It's the face of recycling in the Jewish world, and it's there exactly as you said to make sure that people are not only being able to get help with recycling, but helping get the word out that they are recycling.
And there's some side benefits as well by becoming approved and committing to, as you said, recycle empty plastic bottles and really taking advantage of the resources that are already available, they become eligible for a number of, call it, perks. Tell us about some of the perks of getting involved as a chosen organization.
That's a great point you make there, and we really have been very fortunate. Rosh Hashem, Karza Tov, you mentioned some of our sponsors, and it's really become a globally supportive organization. When we have Google behind ReJews, helping provide small businesses, young entrepreneurs, established organizations, community leading groups, ad support, free Google AdWords, just for bringing in ReJews to help make sure that they're promoting their recycling as they are recycling, bringing in GoDaddy to help build new splash pages and landing pages, and beyond all of that, just the significant in-kind actual product support and donations that we're all very happy to receive whenever we do something fun for everyone coming together. That's exactly right. The perks are always growing, too.
So once again, we're chatting with Henry Goodelman, the founder and executive director of ReJews, an amazing 501c3 nonprofit that has a list of pretty impressive names as organizations and sponsors: Google, GoDaddy, Blue Moon, YouTube, Walgreens, and a number of others supporting its great initiative of environmental action recycling, as you mentioned, that does not receive as much attention as it should. So, Henry, in our final minute remaining, tell us your New Year's resolution heading into 2016. What's the growth plan for ReJews in this upcoming year?
That's another good question there. 2016, we have 362 days left, and that's a lot of opportunity for everyone listening to 560 AM, The Answer out there. And the answer to what you do with your plastic bottles is you bring ReJews on. Well, big goal for ReJews is to not only begin to reach out into the Midwest to really connect the divide between the East Coast and West Coast organizations involved, but it's to continue to press forward. I know my own personal story, my own personal journey. I've had the opportunity to connect with so many families and organizations, and people, when they learn about ReJews, are even more excited, and it really makes a positive community impact. So when it comes down to people in the community running their own businesses, looking to network, build that B2B relationship, build sustainability, and really unite social entrepreneurship into their daily lives, ReJews Recycling is definitely very much a goal of mine. I know I'm fortunate to work at Toll College, which is a great opportunity both in 30 campuses in over 5 countries. So when it comes down to even their campus, beautiful initiative,
sure,
and their office of sustainability, it really bridges in not only opportunities for us to better function and operate in a more environmentally friendly way.
And you're ready for more chosen organizations to come on board. So, Henry, we're running out of time. I encourage our listeners to get a hold of you by visiting the website rejews.org, where they can fill out the very, very simple, very short form to become a chosen organization. So, Henry, we'll check back in with you throughout the year to follow your initiative. I wish you much success in spreading this important message and continuing the good work that you're doing.
That's great. Thanks for having me on, guest. Cool, too.
All right. Fantastic. Once again, ReJews.org. After the break, I'm going to be sharing some budgeting tips for all you small business owners heading into 2016. You don't want to miss it. You could get on my website, ShalomKlein.com. That's where you can download podcasts from every week on the show that's all about small business.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plan. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Is your New Year's resolution to finally lose weight? Want to lose fat in your belly, thighs, hips, or anywhere else? Last year, we sent thousands of free bottles of ProBioSlim, a best-selling non-prescription formula that helps you burn body fat. Due to incredible demand, we're sending more free bottles to ring in the new year. Cover the small cost of shipping and handling and get your free bottle of ProBioSlim.
For details, call 1-800-648-1896. ProBioSlim has already helped people just like you turn their weight loss resolution into a weight loss reality. The secret is a concentrated natural ingredient that helps accelerate the fat-burning process more than diet and exercise alone. Hurry for your free bottle. Call 1-800-648-1896. 1-800-648-1896. 1-800-648-1896.
Wow, what a way to kick off the first show of 2016. We learned about some the disparity of savings between men and women in New Year's resolutions from USAA Bank. We chatted with Wade and Breitbarth about LinkedIn tips. We learned about Jacob Meister's campaign for Cook County Clerk of Court. And finally, we just heard about a fantastic recycling initiative from Henry Gudelman. And you can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. That's where you can also download podcasts from the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Your budget is one of the big to-dos to tackle for 2016. If you don't usually create a business budget, you need one. Here's why. It gives you time to plan those big expenses that you need to set aside funds for. You can plan to take advantage of business expenses you can write off on your tax. You won't be surprised when a big ticket item comes up if you plan appropriately. And having a budget can help you grow your business. So now that we're sort of on the same page as far as why you need a budget, let's look at some of those strategies. Let's look at what you've spent on in the past year. If you've never created a business budget, you can probably look back over the past few years of running your business just from memory and see some very similar expenses year after year. You've got your email marketing software subscription, your accounting service, your employees, your subcontractors, inventory, marketing. Use these to create the bare bone structure for your budget and figure out what's not working. Cut any expenses that aren't bringing you results. If you never use your email software because no one buys from your emails, cancel it or change your copywriter. If you're still paying for a sales guy who's not generating sales leads, don't use them anymore. Cut your headcount. This frees up your budget to put more attention and dollars on new things that can bring you better results. And how much is left? Once you pay your expenses, do you have any money left over? Hopefully, you've steadily increased what you earn each year and you've got a nest egg for savings or other investments that will grow your business. So you'll be able to decide what to do with that excess. Sure, putting it in your pocket is always fun, but reinvesting in your business can help you save even more money. So now that you know what your usual expenses are, get creative. We already like to put more money in 2016. Marketing is always a good investment that nets a solid ROI, a return on investment. Maybe you could budget to hire a marketing consultant, a publicist, or invest in more online advertising this year. So now that you've sketched out what your budget looks like, you can make it more formal with line items for each type of expense. Start with your business income, expenses, and sales taxes, since they'll be a biggest chunk of your budget, and break the annual budget you've created into quarterly budgets. This is more manageable, and you'll be able to keep your eye on what you've been spending and curb it if you hit your quarterly limit. Your quarters might not be identical in terms of spend. For example, if Q4 is a big one for you, you'll probably need to increase your marketing and advertising spend as well as payroll to fit those needs. That means you'll need to spend less on those on the other items in those other quarters. Having a budget for your small business can keep your cash flowing, help you zero in on the expenses that will really grow your business in 2016. Remember, you must plan for success. It will not just happen for you, that I guarantee you. Get a hold of Bruce Leon of Tandem HR. We call Tandem HR our solution center, and you can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call at 630-928-0510. Heading into 2016, that should be your New Year's resolution. Get a hold of our friends at Tandem HR, tandemhr.com, or 630-928-0510. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or give them a call at 708-771-7777. That phone number again is 708-771-7777. You can get on my website, shalomkline.com. We've got some great events coming up. We have some great programs. And of course, you can download podcasts from shows like today with Wayne Breitbarth, JJ Montanaro, Jacob Meister, and Henry Gudelman. There's some great tips, great insights, great people that you need to get to know. I encourage you to get involved. And the best way to get involved, I'll be posting the podcast from today's show on my website, shalomkline.com. And you can also find out about some upcoming networking events, including January 14th Speed networking event in Skokie. You don't want to miss it. There's going to be over 50 people there. Some great networking taking place. ShalomKlein.com. Get involved in the process. Make your New Year's resolution to get to know more people, to have more of a successful plan for your business, to get involved in the political process. You heard from Jacob Meister, who's running for Cook County Clerk of Court. Make sure you do things right in 2016. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. on AM 560.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past